road on Route 30. He slid off the road in getting off at Route 545, and his car went on over a berm and down and dropped like 80 feet, somebody said. I don't know how high it far it is. Dead immediately. He's on the phone with his girlfriend as he's driving, and his last words were not one you would want to go into eternity with. My point is, folks, listen, I'm doing a funeral. Pray for the people who will be here in our church to have that funeral. We're going to have it here. But you have no guarantee of eternity. And the fact is people thought about their mortality. And when somebody who's 30-year-old dies, that makes you think, I could die. I remember a guy dropped dead at age 38 because he was a preacher's son. A friend of mine, a preacher I've worked with, his son died at 39. And when I hit 39, I started thinking, people die at 39. You know what? People die at 15. People die at all ages because death is no respecter of persons. These people had an intimate acquaintance with the reality of death. They knew they had no lock on tomorrow. And here's the thing. Fear not. Fear not. For behold, I evangelize unto you great news. Great news. Great news because it's exceedingly great joy that you don't have to worry about eternity. And where are you going? Man, there's nothing like knowing it's going to be okay. I should get some amens right there. Because if you know in whom you believe, you know and are persuaded that He is able to keep what you've committed unto Him against that day. Nobody, nobody, nobody else has been given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus alone can do that. You can go and you can meditate and you can gyrate and I don't care what kind of hate you do. Nothing will get you saved but Jesus. And He showed up that night. He showed up. Aren't you always glad in the show when the good guy shows up? Woohoo! He's going to be all right. And many times they'll get there. Tell him I'm not here. Oh, did I tell you that? I just told you to tell him I'm not here. I am here. Tell him I'm busy. That's what I should tell. Here's the whole concept, beloved. We have a situation where we don't think about death. We don't think about eternity. We don't think about standing before Him. These guys were terrified because they thought their number was up. You may know of a time when you thought your number was up. And it's a scary thing. And it ought to be a scary thing. And you ought to think about it ahead of time so you don't have to worry about it when the time is up. He says, relax. Fear not. It's good news I brought to you. You're not dying today, but guess what? Some good stuff's going on down in Bethlehem. The Bible says that they showed up and He gave the announcements, and it says the angel said, I give you great tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, which, you know, if you'd have given this to the religious crowd of the day, they'd say, well, that's just the good people. It's just us Jews. He says, no, I want to tell you a bunch of men, because men, it's for everybody. You say, well, you don't know me. I'm a rascal. God knows you. And He said, it's for all. A-double-L. All people. It's for you. It's good news. Verse 11 says, for unto you that is born this day in the city of David, here it is, a Savior. Now, beloved, I want you to understand some things about this. When you look at that, for unto you is born this day. First of all, if you just parse that verse, look at it. Unto you, you rascals, you shepherds, you rabble rousers, you guys who are the people nobody really wants to be around. You guys don't smell so good, but unto you is born. You say, well, I can't get my mind out of it, but you know, I've used it some time ago, and you remember, if you've been here any time, that little character in the Peanuts, you know, the pig pen, you know, walking around with a little cloud. That's us. And God says to us, we're walking around with a little cloud going on. Unto you. I'm so glad this morning it was unto me. I'm so glad this morning it's unto you. He says, unto all people before, and then He tells them right up close, lest they mistake it, you too. Unto you is born. Now think about that. He's God. In human flesh. Now, we hear that and it's good. I mean, man, unto you is born and it's a humble reality, but I want to back up a minute and put myself in the feet of the angel. He's thinking, I just saw him. You gotta see this. Because the angels could never look at him before. The Bible says truly the mystery of godliness, the greatest of the mystery of godliness, how God was manifested in the flesh, seen by the angels. They never saw him before. Read Isaiah 6. The Bible says they had six wings. With two they flew, two they covered their feet. By two they covered their faces. They couldn't look. Hey, unto you is born. Here, we just saw him. We just saw him. Don't miss it, beloved, because he came in human flesh and these angels were excited about him. And I'll tell you something, if the angels are excited, we ought to be getting excited. And they're excited. You want to know how excited they were? I'll tell you in a minute, because he's going to get better. He says, unto you is born this day. This day, it was a day. It was historical. Jesus came. He really did. It's not a myth, it's history. He came into the world and he showed himself by many infallible proofs to be the Savior of the world. Oh, you can play this game. I'm going to play footsies with God. Can't get me. I'm the gingerbread man. We act like that. You know the only reason you got breath today is because God, who you anger every day, lets you have it. You wanna make the person mad that you think, you know, you could know could whip up on you right now. You wanna go up, poke him in the eye every day. Oh, I don't care. That's not for me. It doesn't work. It better work for you. And if it doesn't work for you, you better make it work for you. This mamby-pamby flirting with disaster kind of lifestyle we live. You know, it's only been in the past about a decade or two that we've had this thing called extreme sports. We think we can live through anything. Well, I don't know anybody except Jesus who's getting out of this thing alive. He is the only one who could conquer death. And if we get in on his goods, on his coattails, then we too shall never die. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, what does he say? I'll come again and receive you. And you know what I'm looking for? I'm not looking for angels. I'm looking for Jesus. Now, I might be just like these guys, afraid of fade. But I guarantee you that when my time comes, Jesus is going to show up because he promised me he would. And if we lived more in the real world where people do die in our homes and we saw them at those final moments looking up, not saying a word they wish they wouldn't have gone into eternity with, but looking up and reaching for something nobody in the room could see, but saying, there it is, and it's okay. Tell Mama it's okay. Tell my sons and daughters it's okay. I'm going home. Woohoo! We got to get one woohoo in here once in a while. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jesus is good, and he's on just over there, just over yonder, just on the other side. The angels got a couple moments and they broke open the veil and they said, guess what? He's been born! And it was today! And you want to know what's really cool about this? It didn't stop there. The one angel had a job and he's telling everybody. He says, guys, this is great. You got to know this. And a host broke in. Now, I want to just shatter an idea in your brain. This was not a choir with the purple robes and white collar and they're all lined up singing, woo, glory to God in the high. This was a crowd hustling and bustling of angels who had just seen him. The Bible's saying immediately after he had given this pronouncement, if you let your eye fall down in the passage, in verse 13, suddenly, immediately, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, and I don't think they were saying it in unison. I think one was saying, glory to God, and the highest ever said, peace on earth, and another one's running around saying, goodwill toward man! And everybody's just, well, they're just all excited! Things changed in the heavenly throne room that day. The angel says, God's right on target, God's right in plan, he's in the zone, he's gonna save men, he's a savior! There is no one. Now, beloved, that's worth dying for. That's worth living for. And what I'm saying to you is, this morning, what are you going to give to Jesus?
You know what these guys gave? If you read the passage through, it says as soon as they were taken up, they said, where have we got to go? Let's go see. Suddenly they were going somewhere. They were going to see Jesus. You know what the first steps of a Christian should be? The church steps. You ought to be in church. Oh, but you don't understand. Talk to God. He didn't build the church just for you to say, well, I'm too busy and I got a job. Did he build the church for that? God, I'm sorry. You got to take a back seat. I got nothing to do. I got better things to do. Okay, well, that's cool. That's what you want. I'm willing for that, God says. You can disrespect me and you can tell the world that it's okay to disrespect me. Listen, that's what you tell by your behavior, by your footsteps. Then, what did they do? They went and saw him, and after they were saw it, they said, let us go and see this thing that was made known to us. And the word made known is an interesting word because it literally has the idea of being impacted on their psyche. God didn't do it in a little way. He did it in a big way. And then what they did was after they saw it, the Bible says they went everywhere and they made known to everyone what they saw and heard. You see, it was not anything special in that manger. To the naked eye, there was no glow and there was no halo. But what was interesting was this was a brand new born baby, and he was wrapped up in swaddling cloths, and that's all cutesy, and we get this warm fuzzy about that. But you know what the swaddling cloths were? They had to grab whatever they had and rip pieces of